State investigation filed a lawsuit claiming his dismissal was in retaliation for exposing corruption. Matthew McGallis filed suit yesterday against his former employer, Illinois Department of Human Services, and others. He wants a judge to return him to his job with back pay and a jury to decide whether the government violated his civil rights. A DHS spokesman says McGallis's firing was proper. McGallis admits he gave the Chicago Tribune a report in October 2006 about a coworker doing political work for Governor Rod Blagojevich on state time. He says he feared nothing would happen to the worker and that the First Amendment protects him. But the Civil Service Commission ruled McGallis should be fired for violating state law requiring confidentiality for state investigative reports. As a federal jury in Chicago considers the fate of a top political fundraiser, Governor Rod Blagojevich is downplaying his concern over the case. Tony Rezko has been charged with using his influence in the Blagojevich administration to get bribes from companies hoping to do business with the state. So far, the jury has spent 2.5 days considering the evidence from the months-long trial. Yesterday, with the support of a friendly crowd, the governor dismissed a reporter who asked him if he was worried about being the target of an ongoing investigation.
I said before that, you know, I'm not going to answer stupid questions like that.
Blagojevich was repeatedly mentioned in the Rezko trial. Three witnesses said the governor was trading state contracts for campaign contributions. Blagojevich has called that testimony absurd. He has not been charged with any wrongdoing. The State Farm spokesman says the company is pleased a federal judge disqualified a group of Missouri lawyers from working on a case over its handling of claims after Hurricane Katrina. Fraser Engerman declined further comment after U.S. District Judge L.T. Center Jr.'s decision. The ruling yesterday bars the lawyers from representing two sisters in a lawsuit that accuses Bloomington-based State Farm of violating the Federal False Claims Act. Senator faults the lawyers for failing to act after they learned of alleged ethical misconduct by another attorney in the case, Richard Dickey Scruggs. Scruggs hired Corey and Carrie Rigsby after they fed him internal State Farm records they obtained while helping the insurer adjust claims. Some of the state's largest agricultural organizations say they plan to donate 100,000 pounds of pork to Central Illinois food banks. That's about 400,000 servings. Illinois Pork Producers Association President Phil Borgick told the Springfield State Journal Register yesterday that grocery prices are increasing, so the need for quality food at banks is also going up. Meat processors across the state have begun accepting donated hogs to process into 2-pound packages for distribution through the Central Illinois Food Bank. Illinois Corn Marketing Board, the Illinois Association of Meat Processors, and Illinois Soybean Association are also participating. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It is 6:35, and Mike Sola joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we have another day with a chance of rain, and then looks like a pretty good chance the rest of the week is going to be sunny, at least, for a couple of the days.
Well, there is a little possible blip in the plans after today, and that would be a system that could move into the area Thursday night. But right now, it looks to be staying to the south of the area. And that would keep us on the dry side of things. So we'll just go with that right now until it's, unless it becomes more certain that we will be hit by that little system.
Sounds good to me.
You know, and today, Jay, I went out and I checked the rain gauge. We did have a little rain overnight, picked up another tenth of an inch, but observed somewhat of a, I suppose, a milestone or a road mark on the way to summer. Ed Kieser took in our snowboard.
Oh,
so,
well, you must be pretty sure we're out of the woods, huh?
I believe so. Now, I also was looking at some of the conditions from around the region yesterday, and Tomahawk, Wisconsin had a low temperature of 23 degrees. Now, I know a lot of people start to head up to the Northlands for vacationing in May and June and July, but, you know, you get there around May 20th, you don't expect to see a temperature of 23 degrees, but... The cold air remains pretty well entrenched across eastern Canada this morning. Low pressure area and the counterclockwise spin means that the core of the cold air is still going to circulate around through New England and across the Great Lakes. And that's why we've gone from a sunny start today to cloudy with the chance for showers as that cold air rolls in. We get the daytime heating, so you get a bubble of air that warms up at the surface, rises up, hits that cold air. Clouds develop. If there's enough moisture, showers develop. And that will be the situation that takes place again today as another disturbance, another pocket of colder air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere tries to roll across the area. Will it have enough, will there be enough contrast between the warmth and the cold to bring showers? That's still the question, but we do expect at least a few scattered showers to develop this afternoon across portions of Illinois and Indiana. Looks like the best chance would be across central and southern Indiana. Get a little closer to the moisture source and temperatures there. We'll be warming up a little bit more during the afternoon hour. So that's the best chance for seeing scattered showers. If we do see some rain in east central Illinois or central Illinois, amounts will be very light today. Again, we picked up another tenth of an inch with showers that rolled through overnight. They were done by about 3 o'clock in the morning. Yesterday during the